The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm. So glad to have you with us today on this Thursday afternoon. And as you know, on this show, we try to highlight local ministries, people doing good things in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area. And with that in mind, I'm thrilled to be joined by Juan Riesco to talk about his ministry, Love Life Chicago. Juan, how you doing today?
Hey, Brother Brian. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's absolutely great to have you with us. All right, tell us about Love Life. Tell us about the ministry that you're a part of.
Sure, yeah. So I have the honor of serving here in the city of Chicago with Love Life Chicago, as you mentioned. We work to unite and mobilize local churches here in the city and surrounding areas to be what I like to call more proactively pro-life. So we help train and equip the local body to bring the hope found of in the gospel and the help found in the local church to abortion-minded moms and dads. As you may or may not know, our governor, the wonderful Governor Pritzker, has declared the state of Illinois a sanctuary city for those seeking abortion care, for a sanctuary state, rather. And what that means is over 100,000 babies will lose their life at the hands of a sanctuary state this year in Illinois. And the interesting thing, Brother Brian, is so many times the local churches say, hey, I'm pro-life. And we say amen to God be the glory, as the scriptures say we should be. And then my next question is, well, what are you doing about it? And many times, Brother Brian, well-intentioned brothers and sisters who love the Lord just really aren't physically doing anything about their pro-life convictions. And so we help to train them, equip them, and be that arm, be that extension of the church for them.
That's awesome. Before we talk about how you do it, how did this become a passion for you? Where in your life did this become, you know, I want to kind of invest my time and energy in this?
Oh, I appreciate you asking that. So in 2020, my family and I owned a restaurant here in Chicago. That was actually rated the highest rated restaurant on Yelp 3 years in a row.
Dang.
2018, 2019, and 2020, we had the highest rated restaurant on Yelp in the whole city of Chicago. And all of that kind of came to a screeching halt when we, in 2020, said, all lives matter. All lives matter. In the time when Chicago was being coerced into supporting the Black Lives Matter movement, we were asked, because of our success, to donate to the Black Lives Matter movement. And we said, not over our Christian dead Christian bodies, because we believe that all lives matter, not just Black lives, all lives, including lives in the womb. And when we made that statement, our business was protested, and I was chased out of Chicago and had to flee with my family for over a year. I received thousands of death threats. My bank account was hacked, and my life was really put on display before a lot of people. And news media outlets said that I was a bigot and a racist because I believed all lives mattered to Jesus. And so at that moment, I really believed that the Lord was calling me out of business and into an impactful ministry. And what more impactful ministry that I could possibly imagine than bringing the gospel to abortion clinics to save innocent lives.
That's a powerful story, man. How do you do it? So you're equipping churches, you're challenging churches. So how do you guys go about doing that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we go about mobilizing churches by the grace of God by doing what we call an adoption week. So we work with the local churches here in the city to do a four-step adoption week. And what it is it's a way for a church to become more mobile in their pro-life convictions. And the first thing that we ask our church to do, Brother Brian, is to preach a message about life from the pulpit. So we want the pastors to share a convicting message by the grace of God, according to the scriptures, about the sanctity of life from the pulpit. That's step number one. And the reason that step is so important, and the first step, Brother Brian, is because we believe that in order for change to happen in our city and state, it has to start pulpit down. Pulpit down. We believe that as the pulpits go, so does the nation. So we really want to encourage pastors to first and foremost speak truth, the truth of God's word, to their congregation about the seriousness of abortion. Then the second thing that we ask the church to do is pray. We ask that at their midweek prayer service or throughout their small groups to focus and orient on the prayer to end abortion. So the first thing we do is we ask the pulpits to preach. The second thing we do is we ask the people to pray. And the third thing we do, Brother Brian, is we invite the congregation to come out to the busiest abortion clinic in the city of Chicago and to do a peaceful prayer walk. It's not a rally. It's not a protest. We don't have signs and bullhorns. We just physically bring the church to the darkest place in Chicago where 40 babies die every single day. And we intercede, we pray, and we worship the Lord. And that's step number three. And then the last thing we do, Brother Brian, is after the church has been activated in those three steps, we invite them to be trained, to learn how to do sidewalk gospel preaching, to learn how to disciple moms and dads who choose life, and to learn more about orphan care as well. And those are the ways that we help mobilize the church.
Tell me more about the prayer walks. When you guys go to the abortion clinic and you are doing this prayer walk, what's the response and maybe a story or two of something you've seen happen?
Oh, absolutely. So when we are at the abortion clinic, I always explain to people is that we are literally bringing the light of God to the darkest place in the city. Like I said, 40 babies die every single day at that place. Over 250,000 babies have died since 1988. And when we get there, we get to bring the peace and love and joy of the Lord to such a dark place. And so I always tell people, I feel the closest to God when I'm in that darkness. I feel the closest to the Lord. I feel the Holy Spirit's presence like never before. And I'm not just a person of feeling. You know, I'm a person of the word as well. But I do believe that God is personal, and we do get to feel him and experience him. And it's a unique experience to feel him in that way. And so that's how it is when we're at the clinic. And one amazing thing that I remember, Brother Brian, that happened to me when I was at the clinic one day is I had got there a little bit early before everybody else. And I had told the Lord, I'm here. I just want to do my devotional, God. I just want to pray and intercede by myself just at the clinic. And I did. So I put my headphones on and I'm walking around the building and I'm praying. And I sense the Lord in my spirit move me to preach the gospel. So I said, no, Lord, I'm here to do my devotional. I came early to spend time alone with you. And I couldn't wipe the conviction off my heart. He was moving me to preach the gospel. And so I went to my car, grabbed my Bible, and I stood in front of the clinic and I preached. I was about 5 to 7 minutes into preaching, just open air preaching, facing the clinic, believing God to do something, just knowing that his word would not return void. There was nobody in front of the building. I didn't see anybody walking in. I was there early. It was like 7:45, maybe 8 in the morning. But God said, preach. And about 5 minutes later, a young lady walks out. And she said, I could hear your preaching inside of the clinic. I said, hallelujah. And she said, and I knew that was God speaking to me. So today I'm not going to abort my baby. I'm actually going to keep my child.
Amen. That's a powerful story.
She gave me a hug. And I asked her, I said, can my ministry help you? We want to help you through a baby shower. We want to connect you to a local church. We want to serve you, you know. And she, sadly, she didn't want any more information, but she said, no, I don't need any of those things, but we know she needs Jesus. And she said, I don't need any of those things right now. I just want to go home. I said, to God be the glory.
That's powerful, man. Oh, thanks for sharing that story. Juan, before I let you go, how can people connect with you, with your organization?
Yeah, certainly. You can shoot me an email, juan@lovelife.org, JUAN@LOVIE. LOVELIFE, lovelife.org. We have a website, lovelife.org. Any one of those works great, Brother Brian.
Awesome, Juan. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for all you're doing. And we're excited. We're excited, hopefully, to get people mobilized with you. Thanks for spending some time.
For the glory of God.
You're listening to The Common Good, AIM 1160, hope for your life.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.